What Happens Next? An Erotic Size Play Story by L. Largesse. Copyright August 2020. All rights reserved. Readers be advised, this story is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18 and are seeking sex-positive resources, stop listening now and visit scarleteen.com. All characters depicted are above the age of 18 and exist only in fiction. This story contains cunnilingus, face-sitting, teasing, begging, penis and vagina sex, growth and shrinking, consensual non-monogamy, and insertion. If you enjoy this story, see more fiction and thoughts on Size Kink at llargesse.com. What happens next? Her thighs slide sweet and hot against my blushing cheeks and ears, muffling the sound of her voice. Lick me and watch what happens, she says, smirking down at me. My heart is in my throat, and I am too excited to find my words, especially with the solid weight of her 6'1 frame resting gently on my chest. Looking up her tidy trimmed bush, the slope of her abdomen and stomach, the swell of her breasts, the way she's now licking her lips and watching me like a queen. She moves her hips and I inhale her tangy floral musk, my eyes drawn to her other lips. My mouth waters with a sharp ache of saliva as I imagine her flavor, as I wonder what will happen when I lick her thick, ponderously beautiful vulva lips. I can barely see a glimpse of her clit, and it makes me want to explore. I open my mouth and push the tip of my tongue upwards, lifting my head off the bed. She laughs and holds herself just beyond my reach. I whimper and tighten my core, curling my hands around her thighs for leverage as I lift higher, hopeful. She watches me. Say it. I whimper again. The scent of her is heady, like beer or honey mead or something from a long-ago poem. I can't remember ever being this thirsty. I bring my knees together, clamping my own thighs around my desire as I writhe and force the words to work. Please, I gasp, please let me lick you. She lowers herself malevolently onto my straining tongue. A single low dip of her hips. I lick hungrily from the lowest level of her vulva, up through her petals, and circle once around the shape of her hooded clitoris, taking in the flavor of her like the first sip of that poetic liquor. A tang of bittersweet citrus, a warm, delicious musk. Oh, I lower my tongue to make a circuit, but grunt in protest as my prize lifts up and away. She laughs at my sound, and possibly the begging look on my face. Watch what happens, she says again, but her voice is lost into a moan before she can finish. She closes her eyes and rolls her head skyward, and then she grows. Right there on my body, her thighs sliding bigger, rounder, thicker as they frame my face. Her ass pushing outward against my chest ever so slightly, the gravity of her increasing. My hands tighten on her thighs as she lowers herself. I lick her again, slowly, savoring the flavors of her, pulling one labia majora into my mouth, sucking and tickling, then releasing, pulling in the other for equal attention. Her juices swell like the tide, and in moments I am slippery with her scent. Moaning. She doesn't lift up this time as she grows. It's not just evidence of her arousal that's swelling. Her whole body expands slowly above me, incrementally. I lick her harder. It's not until I feel his enormous hands on my thighs, not until I watch him nuzzle her, leaning over her shoulder to kiss her ear and grin down at me, that I realize. His hands are too big. He is too big, just like her. I try to twist my head around to see the bed, the room. She lifts a little, but I'm still pinned underneath her. And as I pull back my tongue from her big, beautiful vulva, I realize that the thrill of arousal I felt earlier wasn't from witnessing her growth. It was from feeling my own body dwindle beneath her weight. I shrink. I moan. They witness my pleasure. Someone likes being small, he observes with a hint of amusement. You should see the way she's writhing right now, he says in her ear. They both grin down at me. You should see what happens when he fucks you while you lick me. I grunt with reckless desire, looking back and forth between them, my body aching, wishing I had words to beg them for this. I nod instead, giving them a pleading look. Oh yes, it really does look like someone likes being small, she says. You want to see what happens, little lover? She lowers herself in that teasing way, so close to my mouth, but with a question implied. Do I want it? Enough to reach for it? I want her to say it, he says, big hands on my thighs, pulling them open. Oh, God. I can feel the tip of his erect cock trailing lightly along the inside of my thigh. They wait, poised with an avalanche of possibility hovering over me. I close my eyes and summon the words like precious stones from deep, deep within. Please, I say, my voice is close and small in the space between my mouth and her glistening body. Yes. Please, yes, what? I groan, as if polishing the words to make them sharp with my frustration and desperation. They come tumbling out in a sparkle of crystallized desire. Please fuck me, please, please let me lick you, please. They move in unison. Tantalizing slow motion. The tip of his cock presses at my opening. Her clit sinks down upon my mouth, feather light. They move together. He thrusts inside me a delicious filling up of my aching emptiness, and she presses lips onto lips. In moments, I am slick in every way, slick with my own juices. Slick with hers, slick with the sweat of heat between bodies, my hands on her thighs and his on mine. We connect, and then I shrink, twice as hard, like a shudder of an orgasm I cannot have yet. My body contracts around his thick cock, her clit just now growing enough to peek through its hood from the size of a peanut to the size of a grape. I lick her again. Their hips move slowly, together, heavy and thick, powerful with each ounce of kinetic energy that they push into my body. I lick her harder. I lift my hips to meet him as he strokes deep within me again. Smaller, God. They both seem intimidatingly large now. I lick again, nuzzling her and moaning as I feel the way she seems to increase with weight and presence all around me. Each lick I offer also offers so much more to her, to them both. Me, my body, take both, take my size, my presence in this world. Let me be an instrument of desire. Let me worship you with this service of my pleasure, a gift of myself. Take my sighs. I whisper the last part, but they hear me, watching me They move harder. As if it's harder for us to resist any of this. Once I began giving, all they wanted to do was take. He's huge inside me now, painfully huge, stretching me in the best way, and each stroke pushes him larger, somehow a wave of movement that descends through her and down onto my face, my tingling lips, my aching body straining for breath, my dwindling body demanding from me that I lick her harder. I want her. I want him. I want to lose myself under this impossible weight and presence. He groans as I finally shrink too small to hold him, and he slips out of me with an obscene pop and my loudest whimper. Please, I manage. Don't stop. Offering everything I can, my words like the wealth of myself, all I have to offer besides my tongue, I lick and lick and lick, and she does not stop. I am so tiny now that I can no longer reach her without help. He comes around to the front of her and helps. His huge, warm hands lift me, holding me like an offering against her so that I can lick and lick and lick and never stop. I shrink and shrink and shrink and never want that to stop either. Her clitoris swells larger than an apple, and when I can no longer get my mouth around her, I make her moan with both hands. With still eager licks, my face and shoulders and arms and chest and breasts all dripping with her powerful juices. Her clit is fully erect and red by the time it takes on the size and weight of a watermelon to me. I hug her, my arms working against her, still licking, still aching. He holds me against his cock now, one hand bracing me as I straddle the thick head that forced its way so wonderfully inside me just moments before. I look up the long lines of their bodies as they hover closer together. I watch them kiss and feel a heart-bursting wave of compersion, envy, pleasure, and rightness. It feels good and right that they are kissing, that they are big and doing what they want to do. And even as part of me feels the loss of what I have relinquished, I feel the secret pleasure of this intimacy between giants. I look where I am. I look at his thick cock, longer than my body, the throbbing vein under the skin and against my small, sensitive thigh, in an echo of the way he pressed his tip against my skin earlier. Hot blood, hope, desire to fill, to penetrate. I look up at her now truly massive, blossoming vulva, wet and red and pulsing with desire of her own, desire to be filled. I feel their eyes on me and look up the canyon formed by their sensual topography to meet their gazes. Do you want what happens next, little lover? I squeeze his cock firmly with my thighs and nod. They don't ask me to beg for it anymore. They move together and I move with them, lifting up, my body reaching the way my tongue reached before, every part of me saying, please, as I push deep, deep within.